好。
That you would say it's great to be home.
来到这里认识我们的救主。
That you are now home to meet our Savior.
我们的主正在我们的中间。
That our Lord is now in the midst of us.
他也要来拯救你。
And He wants to save you.
请我们一起来读圣经以赛亚书。
Let's read in the Bible in the book of Isaiah.
53章第四节第五节。
Chapter 53, verse 4 and verse 5.
以赛亚书53章第四第五节，请我们一起来读。
Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 together.
他诚然担当我们的
忧
患。
And a sorrow he carried.
痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打。
Me pain of God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed.
我们得医治。以赛亚书是以赛亚当他在主前，主耶稣降生之前，他不有700年前就写了。
The book of the Isaiah is written by Prophet Isaiah. He wrote this about 700 years before Jesus Christ came to earth.
他是先知，他那么遥远看见有一位要来为我们完成所有救赎的工作。
But as a prophet, 700 years before, he had the fourth coming, seeing Jesus Christ will come.
他看见那位是神的儿子。
He had a vision and knew that Jesus Christ is God's son.
但是这位神的儿子来到地上，以赛亚说他没有什么加型美容。
And then when this Savior comes, it says that he's not going to come with a beautiful appearance.
他没有什么美貌叫我们来羡慕他。
He's not going to use his appearance to attract men.
反而他在这边告诉我们，他诚然担当我们的忧患。
But he is the one who is going to take away our sorrows.
他背负我们的痛苦。
And he is going to bear our griefs.
啊，当耶稣基督来到地上。
And when Jesus Christ came to this earth.
是的，他就是这位神的儿子。
And yes, he came as the Son of God.
他就是这位万王之王，万主之主。
And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是那位创造宇宙的主宰。
And he is the Creator of the universe.
但是他来到地上那样的卑微。
But when he came to this land, he came in a humble form.
降生在马槽里。
He came and were born in a manger.
他没有什么外面叫人可以羡慕的。
And he didn't have any appearance to attract men.
他的道路是一条卑微的道路。
And he took on a humble path.
所以世界上的人并不认识他。
So in this world, the worldly people didn't recognize him.
有很多很多的讶异。
And a lot of people were amazed.
但是他来，他担当我们的忧患。
But yet, he came and to carry our sorrows.
他背负我们的痛苦。
And he come to bear our griefs.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打，苦待了。
But yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten of God.
以赛亚在这边告诉我们，哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
But here Isaiah reminded us that he took on our transgressions.
他为我们的罪孽被压伤。
That he was pierced through for our iniquities.
当神创造人的时候。
When God created man.
只为着他的荣耀。
He created a man for his glory.
为着他一个永远的心意，他创造了人。
He created a man according to his own will for his glory.
神预备好所有的一切，然后把人造出来。
And God created and prepared everything for his creation.
圣经告诉我们说，他用尘土来造人。
In the Bible, it says he made man from dust.
尘土在人看是最卑贱的。
Dust to man is without any value.
可是我们又知道，人却是神他心中所最宝贵的。
But yet, on the other hand, we know that man is of great treasure in God's heart.
他怎么会用一个尘土来造人呢？
So now, why would God use dust to make man?
怎么样用尘土造出来的人能够来承受，来彰显他的荣耀呢？
And how are men that are created from dust to be worthy for his glory?
是在人看，可能用一个钻石不是更宝贵吗？
And yet, in man's point of view, we thought that how about make man from diamonds, which is precious?
金子不是更贵重吗？
How about you make man from gold, because gold is precious too?
神用尘土来造人。
But yet, God choose to use dust to make man.
那我们知道泥土是能够接受种子，能够来长出生命来的。
Now we know that on the other hand, dust or dirt is the ones that you could put a seed into and grow a life could come from it.
因为为着神的荣耀。
Because of his glory. God wants to give us his seed or his life so that he uses us to make us from dirt or dust. So that once we are ready, we could receive life. And this life could then grow from this dust. And there is another purpose of using dust or dirt. Is that dust and dirt could be molded into shapes. And could be molded into different vessels. So that we understand that men are simply just dirt.
我们的神, 他是这位陶人, 他是这位窑匠,
and God is the molder, He is the maker.
照着他的心意, 他来造作我们,
and through His will, He mold and made us.
把颜色涂上去,
and then He would paint us into a color.
然后经过火窑,
and He would put us into the oven.
最后能够成型,
and then at the end, we become a vessel. God made man for his glory. And then in man, God has this eternal purpose.
他讲 eternal, 好, 是一个永远的旨意,
an eternal purpose.
今天我们说在地上,
for man, when we live on this world, we're only temporal.
所以人常常在世界上非常的迷失,
so that a lot of times we seem to be very lost and confused.
不知道从哪里来,
we don't know where we came from and we don't know where to go.
若是我们所有的努力, 不过为着今生的这一点点,
if everything we work so hard in our life for is only last so short, then why bother making so much work?
多少人在那里寻找, 寻求到底人生的意义是什么?
How many people are searching for the purpose of life and they are still lost?
有一个很有名的哲学家,
there is one really famous philosopher.
他也寻找了一生,
he spent his life looking for the purpose.
最后他做了一个结论,
and then at the end he came to one conclusion.
他说人生的意义到底是什么?
And then he said, what is the purpose of life?
他说结果就是没有意义,
and he said, my conclusion is that we have no purpose at all.
今天若一切不过是为了这个短暂的,
if everything we work for is only meant to last for so short,
真的是没有太大的意义,
then what is the purpose of it?
但是神原初创造人是为着他的荣耀,
but remember, God created man to have his glory,
为着那个永远的目的,
for an eternal purpose.
可是为什么今天人落到现在的光景呢?
Then how come men have forgotten and now they're in this situation?
因为我们知道当人犯罪堕落了以后,
because we know when men sin and be corrupted,
远离了神的面,
they're now departed very far away from God.
从神原初的旨意失落了,
and now they're lost from God's original purpose.
圣经告诉我们说世人都犯了罪,
and then in the Bible it says all men are sinners,
亏缺了神的荣耀,
and all men fell short of his glory.
在圣经里面, 罪的意思是叫做词不中地, 就是射箭射不到那个靶心,
in the Bible, the meaning of sins means that you have missed the mark.
还不在于我们偷人抢人, 我们去做很多的坏事,
it's more than simply just to steal or to kill or to commit adultery.
如果是这些, 很多人会说, 我没有罪啊,
if it's only talking about to steal, to kill or commit adultery, people will see that I have not done it and I'm not a sinner.
但是我们从神原初的心意失落了,
but then if we compare to the original meaning, when we miss the mark,
没有在人的身上, 神能够得着荣耀,
whenever man cannot reveal God's glory,
失落了,
we are now lost.
今天很多人说, 我可能道德比你高一点,
maybe people will say that I actually have a higher moral standard than you do.
我的脾气比你好一点,
I have a better temper than you do.
但是无论在人的里面, 你有好, 你有坏的,
but it doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are.
但是在神的那个标准,
in God's standard,
我们都失落了,
you have missed the mark.
世人都犯了罪,
all men missed the mark and are sinners.
亏缺了神的荣耀,
and they all fell short eventually to his glory.
所以在神的眼中没有义人, 连一个也没有,
so in God's standard, there is no one who is righteous, not even one.
当人失落了以后,
and after man has missed the mark,
好像生活里面就失去了方向,
seems like now they have lost their destination.
好像就迷失, 在所有世界的当中。
Now they're all but lost in this world.
今天有多少的痛苦是从我们里面开始的？
And today, how much sorrow came from within?
失去了一个真正的平安。
Because now we no longer have the true peace.
失去了一个把握。
We no longer have the assurance of life.
没有那个喜乐。
We no longer have any joy.
所以多少人形容到这个人生
？So how many people are now in this condition？
就像一个苦海一样。
Just like now you're in a sea。
这人只能讲出这些现象。
A man could only tell of these symptoms。
但是没有办法得到一个答案。
But they don't have an answer for it。
更不能得到一个解答。
And they cannot find an answer themselves。
我们的神他是圣洁的。
But our God is holy。
因着他的圣洁是他的性情。
And through his holy and righteousness is his personality.
他不能容让罪。
He cannot tolerate sin.
另外一方面，我们的神他是公义的神。
But now, on the other hand, our God is just.
因着他的公义，对于罪他不能不来审判。
And then, in his justice, he has to take care of sins.
但是另外一面
，But on the other hand,
我们的神他又是慈爱的神。
That our God is also full of love.
他是满有怜悯的神。
And he is the love who is full of grace.
满有恩典的神。
Full of grace.
我亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
当我们一同来认识这位神。
When we know more about our God.
因着他的公义。
Through his just.
他要来审判。
He has to judge man.
因着他的慈爱。
But now and then, through his mercy.
他要来赦免我们。
He wants to save us.
但是公义和慈爱怎么可能摆在一起呢？
So now, how do you put his just and love together?
神不能随便的就说算你就没有罪了，因为我爱你。
God can just forgive man because he loves us.
这样就违背了神的公义。
Because if he does it, then he is no longer just.
但是神的公义若把审判临到我们的身上。
But on the other hand, if he is just and if he wants to judge man,
我们没有一个人能够承受得了。
Then all men will be dead.
神的爱如何来伸张呢？
So how does God combine these two and find a balance?
当我们读到以赛亚书告诉我们
When we read the book of Isaiah, it tells us
有一位神的儿子为我们来到地上
that there is a son of God that will come to this land incarnated.
他为我们的过害受犯
and
过犯受害
and he would be pierced through our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽压伤
and he will be chastened for our well-being fell upon him.
只有这位神的儿子
and only this son of God
他是全然圣洁的。
He is the only one who is righteous.
只有这位神的儿子。
And only this son of God.
他能够满足父神所有公义的要求。
That he could satisfy a God's just.
在彼得前书第二章第二十四节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2:24.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
他被挂在父
上。And he himself bore sins in his body on the cross. So that we may die to sin.
既然在罪上死。
And live to righteousness.
就得以在义上活。
For by his wounds you were healed.
我们便得了医治。这边告诉我们说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
And here it says, for he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.
原本罪是我们犯的。
The sins were committed by us.
刑罚也应当是我们来受。
So we are the ones that are supposed to take on the judgment.
但是我们知道。神也更知道我们不能承担这样的刑罚。
But God knows that we cannot stand and survive the judgment.
所以神的儿子来，他亲身担当我们的罪。
So that's why the Son of God came and he took on our sins.
当主耶稣为我们钉挂在木头上。
When Jesus went onto the cross for us.
只有他是圣洁的。
Only he was righteous among men.
只有他是那位完全的。
And only he was perfect among men.
但他却站在人的地位上。
But yet he took on the position of sinners.
是站在你的地位，站在我的地位上。
He took on the position of you and he took on the position of me.
他为我们受十架的苦难。
He went onto the cross and he died.
主在十架，那个生命仍然表现那么的美丽。
And then even on the cross, he showed us his perfect life.
我们都知道在十架有一个最大的征战。
And we know that on the cross, he has the biggest struggle.
但是我们的主站在人的地位上。
But then we know that our Lord took on the position of man.
然后那一个时刻,
and then on that moment, all the sins of all men were now gathered on his head. And the Bible says that he is the one who does not know sin. But yet he became a sinner for us. Now there's no way we could completely comprehend the pain that he went through. That all the sins of all men are now on him. What make our Lord bow his head? Is our sin, who is now so heavy, being burdened on his head. And when men were making fun of our Lord, and said, if you are truly the Son of God, why don't you break free and come down? If you are the Son of God, why don't you come down from the cross? But then our Lord, he is truly the Son of God. And he is also the true mighty God. And he could ask his heavenly Father to send the angels to come down. And it is easy for him to do. But we know that it is not the physical nail that put our Lord on the cross. It is his love. It is his love that he chose to stay on the cross. Because he knows that he has to take our judgment. He has to take on the punishment for man. And he was bounded. So that today we could be set free. So in Isaiah it says, through our iniquities, that we now receive peace. And then the Lord now let us know that through us there was no peace. And when God kicked man out from the Garden of Eden, because men are no longer worthy to be in the Garden of Eden, and God gave them coats so that they could cover themselves as clothing. So here, he talked about God's salvation. After men are kicked out from the Garden of Eden, now there is big separation between God and man. And now men lost peace. And after Adam and Eve committed the sin, God didn't start with telling them what their punishment is going to be. But then now you see that the first thing after Adam and Eve committed the sin is that they're now in fear. They no longer want to come before God. Now today, how many people want to know God? But whenever they think of God, they're now filled with fear. They no longer have peace.
在世界上, 你不管是平顺或者不平顺, 很多人里面都承认没有那个平安。
In this world, it doesn't matter what your condition is, how successful you are, people confess that they don't have peace.
在几年以前, 我姊妹的弟弟, 他得了癌症。
A couple of years ago, my brother-in-law found out that he had cancer.
他经过了很多的化疗, 各种的治疗以后, 但很不幸的, 后来这个癌症呢,
and after many therapies, unfortunately, the cancer came back.
医生告诉他说, 你要不要试试看一种新的这个化疗的药?
And then the doctor at that moment asked him, would you like to try this new therapy that we're developing?
这是保险不能付的, 你要自己付钱的。
Now, since this is still in development, your insurance won't cover it, and you have to pay for it yourself.
那一针好像是要上千元的。
And then each injection will cost thousands of dollars.
但是结果他说是怎么样呢?
And then at the end, what happened?
他说能够延长你两个礼拜的寿命。
He said that even if you took on these injections, your life would be prolonged for about 2 weeks.
我想所有听见的人都觉得, 延长你两个礼拜的寿命, 那个意义到底在哪里?
And then you would say, if I have to pay so much to extend my life for 2 weeks, then why bother?
我想所有的人在这个时候,
And then I think at that time, no one in that situation can say that they have peace. And then later on, his sister asked him, and said, do you have peace? But then at that moment, he said, I have peace. And he said, I have peace because Lord Jesus is my Savior. That even though on this land, everything may be going very well for me. But even at that time, do you have peace? Now, if peace is missing between you and God, then you don't have peace. And before Jesus went onto the cross, he knows that the next day he was going to the cross. That he would take on the most fierce punishment for man. And he's going to take on the most severe judgment from God. And you would think that the night before, Jesus would be stumbling. But then Jesus at that night told his disciples and said, I will leave you my peace. Now, if there's anyone at any moment that should not have any peace, it would be that time for Jesus. But Jesus said, I'm leaving you my peace. That in this world, we'll go through difficulties. But then, doesn't matter what difficulty you go through in Jesus, you have peace. And this peace is not something that the world can give you. And this peace is not saying that everything will go well for you. But this peace is indeed God Himself. That Jesus is our peace. And when you receive Christ, then you know for a fact that Jesus took on your sins on the cross. And He shed His blood for you. And all the price is now paid. And today He already took on our sins. He took on our sins Himself. But you could only proclaim that if you truly believe in it. So we thanks to the Lord that the salvation is now completed and God's work is done. And today, are you one of the people that is willing to receive this from God? And here it says, through his punishment, we receive peace. And he has already took on our punishment. And today, are you willing to receive this peace? Through faith, we can receive what Jesus has already done for you. And now the sins can be forgiven. And we are no longer separated from God. Now, dear friends, this is a great deed. He wants to give you His eternal life. We were lost before. We missed the mark of our original purpose when we were created. But God today wants to lead you home. He wants to forgive your sins. He wants to reconcile with you. And this is the beginning. God wants to complete His glorious purpose on you. When we live on this world, we run toward our target. And after that, now we're full of hope and we're full of purpose. And in God's house, we become a people of God. So today, I truly hope that the friends that are among us, that everyone will join me to be people in His house. Because Jesus has already took your punishment for you. Now today, do you want to receive this peace? And He said here that He was scorched, so that we can be healed. Today, how many sickness?
他说他受了鞭伤,
but He said here that Jesus was scorched. And He died for us.
通常来讲,
Now, in a normal circumstance, someone who is in death penalty wouldn't receive many physical suffering.
要钉十字架的人,
someone who is going to the cross, they wouldn't scorch him. But yet, Jesus, for us, He took on the scorching.
他能够体会,
so that through the whipping, He now could experience the pain that we have to suffer. Because He was scorched. That now we can be healed. And how many wounds we have.
早上主耶稣,
and this morning, Jesus wants to heal each one of your wounds.
诗篇第68篇说, 祂是天天背负我们重担的主。
In Psalm chapter 68, it said, Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden.
祂背负我们的痛苦,
He buries our burdens.
祂背负我们的重担,
He takes on our sorrows.
主在这里呼召人,
So God is now calling up on men and said, Whoever is carrying a heavy burden, come to me. And to live in this world, to live this life, how many burdens must we carry every day?
无论是外面的, 无论是里面的,
external difficulties or internal burdens.
劳苦担重担的, 主说,
He said, Whoever is taking on a heavy load, come to me. So that we may receive peace. Is that our Lord daily bears our burden. And today, I don't care how much difficulty you're facing.
有一位主, 有一位神, 祂关心你,
we have a Lord, a God who cares about you.
祂爱你,
He loves you.
多少人在地上, 祂有难处, 想找一个人去说一说, 还不容易。
How many men are so lonely that they can't even express the burden that they take on every day? And no one is willing to take the burden from them.
有一位主, 耶稣基督, 祂是天天背负我们重担的主。
But I tell you that there is one Lord who is willing to take on your burden.
无论你的难处是大是小,
doesn't matter how big your difficulty might be,
我们都可以来告诉主,
that we could tell God,
祂是我们最知心的朋友,
that our Lord is also our best friend.
在一生的路上, 我们经历到祂与我们同在, 与我们同行,
so that through our life, we could experience how He walked among us.
救恩已经完成了,
that His salvation is already completed, friend.
今天关乎的不在于说祂还要怎么做, 今天关键在于你要不要。
Today, you don't need to worry about how much work you still got to do. You just have to think about if you want to receive this completed work.
祂已经为你的过犯受害,
that He has already paid the punishment for you.
祂已经为你的罪孽被压伤,
He has already taken on your punishment.
祂已经为我们每一个人,
and He has already paid the hefty price for each one of you.
但是关键在于你要不要。 接受他已经做成的工作。But
the key thing is, are you willing to accept that He has done the work for you?
救恩代价是这么的大。
And this salvation, He paid a hefty price.
但是救恩的得着却是这样的一个简单。
But then in order to receive it, it's simply seeing if you believe it or not.
不在于我们的行为,
it doesn't matter where you are or what you have done.
在于你的相信,你的接受。
And the only thing that matters is that do you believe in this?
当你愿意打开心说,主我要。
Whenever you want to open up your heart and says, Yes, Lord, I want it.
主所付的代价,今天你就能够说,祂是亲身担当了我的罪。
Whenever you're willing to say it, then now Jesus has died for your sins.
你可以经历到祂受的刑罚, 感谢主，今天我得着了平安。
And the punishment that Jesus took on, now you are a partaker. You could say, now I have peace.
今天我跟神中间有了平安。
And today, if you believe, then now you have peace with God.
我跟人中间有了平安。
And you have peace with man.
因为耶稣基督是我的生命。
Because Jesus now become your life.
你也可以经历到他受的刑罚，我得着了医治。
And now you could say that through his scorching, now I can be healed.
多少里面的创伤是我放不下的，但是今天因着耶稣基督受的鞭伤，我得着了医治。
And how many wounds on us that we couldn't get it away, now through believing Jesus, now we can be healed.
多少弟兄姊妹也经历到我们身体上的疾病，因着耶稣基督的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
And how many brothers and sisters are witness saying that their sickness are healed because they believe?
他是我们的生命，他是我们的大夫。
Jesus is our life.
哇，这么多的福分。
And how many blessings is awaiting for you?
因着信，我们就能够来得着了。
And only through a simple faith, you get to receive all these blessings.
我们一起来听一首诗歌。
So how about we listen to this song?
是台湾一个六龟，也是一个孤儿院哈，那他们这些孩子们所唱的。
This is a song sang by an orphanage in Taiwan.
那这些孩子们可能在地上没有父母来照顾他们。
Maybe these orphans, they don't have no parents to take care of them.
他们认识有一位主在那里一直保守着他们。
But yet these children recognize that God loves them nonetheless. Even though we can't see him with our eyes,
我们的手触摸不到他,
even though I can't touch him with my hand, but we know that he is whispering to each one of us, that he is in the midst of us.
他钉痕的手要抚慰我们所有破碎的心田,
the nail mark of his hand is the fact to comfort us in our heart,
哦, 他的话说在我们的里面,
and his softly spoken words is in us,
让我们能够得着真正的满足,
so that our void can be filled.
盼望今天在我们当中,
today, I hope that all the friends that are among us,
每一位朋友, 你能够来到这里,
each one of the friends that you are here with us,
绝对不是偶然的,
is not because in vain.
早间住在这里, 他要来拯救你,
that there is a reason why you're here, because he wants to save you.
他要来医治你,
he wants to heal you.
你只要打开你的心来接受,
so how about you open up your heart and receive him?
我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告, 请我们都把眼睛闭上,
let's have a prayer and let's close our eyes.
然后我要带这些朋友们,
so let's have this prayer to denounce our faith.
今天当中在我们的朋友, 你愿不愿意得着这样的救恩?
Now,
愿不愿意接受耶稣基督成为你的救主?
If you are among us and you are willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
这是一个何等好的智慧?
This is your best opportunity.
主正在这里,
God is calling you.
你若愿意, 你把手举起来,
if you are willing, raise your hand.
在神的面前做一个表示,
before God,
放下, 有没有愿意的? 谢谢, 感谢主, 请放下, 感谢主, 只要相信, 你就能够得着这么大的福分,
if you believe,
还有没有愿意的? 把手举起来, 我们在神的面前, 你做一个表示, 主, 我要, 我要得着这个救恩,
amen.
还有没有? 请你把手举起来, 感谢主, 请放下, 我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告,
so let's have this prayer.
我祷告一句, 请朋友们, 你愿意接受他的, 你就跟着我祷告,
and friends, follow me if you want to believe in Jesus.
主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我愿意相信,
I want to believe,
接受你成为我的救主,
receive and accept you as my personal Savior.
我心里相信,
my heart believes,
神已经叫你从死里复活,
that God has raised you from the dead,
我口里承认,
and my mouth will proclaim,
耶稣基督是主,
that Jesus Christ is Lord,
我感谢你,
and I thank you,
为我付了代价,
then paid the price for me,
叫我罪得着赦免,
so that my sins can be forgiven,
因你受的刑罚,
and through the punishment that you took on,
我得着了平安,
that I may receive peace,
因你受的鞭伤,
and because of your scorching,
我得着了医治,
that I can now be healed.
如今你是我的主,
and now you are my Savior,
你是我的神,
you are my God and my Lord,
你一生保守我,
and my life you will bless me,
跟随你,
and I will follow you in my life,
荣耀你,
to glorify you,
祷告奉耶稣,
and in Jesus' name I prayed.
刚刚那首歌很棒, 好, 我想, 我们可不可以再来, 大家可以试着一起学着唱一次, 好, 好吧, 我们, 站起来, 然后我们试着把这首歌, 他们一面放, 好, 那我们一起来唱, 那我们唱的时候, 在我们当中, 你若愿意得着主耶稣, 他来背负你的重担, 你愿意把重担交在主的手里, 若是你身体上或者心里面愿意从主来得着医治，你可以。